The past few days have provided a glimpse of what some provincial governments in Canada have chosen to focus on. In British Columbia, the outgoing administration has promised a revamp of the healthcare system, at a time when a shortage of doctors and nurses has been identified as the biggest challenge by 50% of residents. In Ontario, the provincial government ultimately repealed a bill that sought to override sections of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms to authorize a new contract with education workers. Two other seemingly controversial proposals, each one spearheaded by a premier, have recently spawned in Alberta and Saskatchewan. The first act was a promise issued in the middle of a leadership campaign by a recently anointed head of government. The second one represents a major policy shift from a premier who has been in office since February 2018. This past weekend, research company and Glacier Media asked Canadians about their views on these two proposals. The results show a cautious public that, while not especially tuned in to the intricacies of the legislative plans, appears to be more sympathetic to one of the two causes. The Alberta Sovereignty Act proposed by Premier Danielle Smith would allow the province to refuse to follow specific federal laws if they are deemed not to be in Alberta's best interests. More than a third of Canadians, 37%, have followed stories related to this legislative plan, very closely, or moderately closely, a proportion that rises to 59% in Alberta and 50% among Conservative Party of Canada voters in the 2021 federal election. Just over half of Canadians, 51%, claim to be very concerned, or moderately concerned, about the Alberta Sovereignty Act. Residents of Western Canada are more likely to be worried about it, 59% in British Columbia, Saskatchewan and Manitoba and 58% in Alberta, than their counterparts in the East, 48% in Ontario and Atlantic Canada and 43% in Quebec. There is a split when Canadians are asked if the government of Alberta is right to refuse to follow specific federal laws if they are deemed not to be in Alberta's best interests. While 39% agree with the provincial administration's charted path, 42% disagree and 21% are undecided. Fewer than 2 in 5 residents of British Columbia, 38%, Ontario, also 38%, Atlantic Canada, 34%, and Quebec, 33%, endorse Alberta's outlined push for sovereignty from Ottawa. The numbers are higher in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 43%, and in Alberta, 52%. The countrywide response is different for the Saskatchewan First Act proposed by Premier Scott Moe, which seeks to confirm Saskatchewan's autonomy and exclusive jurisdiction over its natural resources. Awareness of the Saskatchewan First Act is low across the country, with 31% of Canadians saying they have followed stories on it, very closely, or moderately closely. Half of residents of Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 50%, are paying attention, but the proportions are decidedly lower in other jurisdictions. More than 4 in 5 Canadians, 45%, are concerned about the Saskatchewan First Act, including 50% of British Columbians and 46% of Ontarians. A majority of Canadians, 53%, believe the government of Saskatchewan is right to confirm its autonomy and exclusive jurisdiction over its natural resources. This includes significant majorities of those living in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 60%, and Alberta, 57%, as well as practically half of British Columbians, Ontarians and Quebecers, 48% each. The federal government will not have to face voters until 2025 and may not spend too much time arguing with provincial administrations in regions that have rarely been kind to the governing Liberal Party of Canada. Still, in the early stages of discussion about the two proposed acts, there are some clear differences in the perceptions of Canadians. While few are actively following the developments in the two provinces, the level of agreement is markedly higher for the Saskatchewan First Act than for the Alberta Sovereignty Act. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online survey conducted from November 4 to November 6, 2022, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Canada. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3. 1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.